second final in a row, and coming off after winning it last year, we're really looking forward now to playing Dublin again, a repeat of last year, now on Saturday in the final again, so it makes for an interesting game. But yeah, we're really looking forward to it. And Ireland finals don't come around that often, so we'll have to try and make the most of it.
And tell me, have you got many of last year's team? I know Stevie O'Neill and Kieran Gourley were there last year, and they're there again this year. Is there anybody else?
That'll be the most of the boys have returned. Yeah, definitely have. Like Stevie, as you mentioned, and Kieran are still there. We've drafted in Marty McGrath from Fermanagh as well, so he was eligible to play for us because Fermanagh don't have a over 40s team, so he's fit to play for Tyrone, you know, so he's a big of a big plus as well. But yeah, a lot of men back next year, and yeah, we're ready to defend the title.
And Dublin, one of the teams you won in the group stages, you won all your games really, six games, was it?
Yeah, so I won all our group games in the group stage of the Masters competition, so we're in good form going into it. Yeah, we played Dublin, but again, I think there was a few boys missing from Dublin team, as well as ourselves. We had a few missing that day as well, so it could be a bit of a change lineup come Saturday, but yeah, we played fairly well in the group stages, and again in the semi-final against a good Clare team, so we're in confident mood going into Saturday's game.
Yeah. And tell me, preparation-wise, how has it been? Have you prepared much, or what was the training regime like? I know you're still playing club football, so you're in good enough shape.
The training regime would have been sort of, we've been training twice a week. We were sort of on a Wednesday. We get the use of Gervahi, the Tyrone Gervahi Centre. We use of it on a Wednesday, and then we get use of club facilities on a Saturday in Killeclare, so we're very appreciative of them giving us facilities, you know. So we train sort of twice a week there, and the training has been very good, taken by Damien Leonard. He's part of the management team, and his training has been excellent. It's been very sharp. It's been a lot of game-based stuff, and that's improved well when it come to game situations or game time, that everybody's going very well, and the training then has been brought forward to the games, and, you know, everybody's fit and healthy and looking forward to Saturday, as I say.
Yeah, I was at the Shield final last Saturday down in Colony. Donegal beat Galway. Might be that many scores, but still pretty competitive.
Oh, definitely is a serious competitive. We played Donegal in the group stage well up in Donegal Convoy, and Donegal was a serious competitive game. And you know, the standard is very, very good. You know, sometimes I think people think there's a wee bit of a, this over 40s is a bit of an early kick around for boys that are retired, but as far from that, it's taken very, very serious. As I said, our training is top-notch, and then the games, some of the games have been top-notch as well, you know, so it's, boys take it very, very serious, even though they're in their twilight of the career, but everybody wants to win. Once you pull on that jersey and cross the white line onto the pitch, everybody wants to win the game, no matter what competition it is, you know, so it's good that boys have that sort of hunger and desire to go out and prove that they can still compete at a high level.
And of course, you're probably one of the younger members in the team, I suppose, as well. Those guys tend to, well, hold central positions, and I know from last week, certainly, they had the legs maybe at the end when the others hadn't.
Was drafted in late last year, and just will be turning 42 now in October time, so I may be sort of new and fresh, and there's still a few older hands still playing about there, like Sir Liam Patterson and Ryan McCallion, too. Stalwart from their club in Drumquin, playing away this long run year over 40s, and he likes Donald McAnallan as well playing, you know, so boys that have really, really down through the years give good service to their club, so, and they're doing it now for the over 40s and the Masters, which is great to see, you know.
As you said, you beat Dublin in last year's final, and you've had many good happy days against Dublin, mostly happy days.
I've had a few happy days down through the years, definitely, but an odd bad one as well too, you know, so come Saturday, we can't take nothing for granted. We know what Dublin's like after playing them last year in the final with a serious competitive game. And as I say, we played them in the group stages this year, so it's going to be a highly competitive game. And I'd imagine it's a game that both teams look forward to. You know, Dublin about to maybe get us back maybe after last year. So, but hey, we'll concentrate on ourselves and get ourselves right and look forward to the challenge what Dublin bring.
You mentioned Damien Leonard is manager there again this year, and obviously the Leonard family and Joe have put a lot into Masters football down the years and probably kept it going.
I was out of doubt, and then you can add in Eugene Bradley as well there. The whole lot of them keep the thing going, and they do a serious amount of work in the background. You know, a lot of it's probably self-funded. The Masters, a lot of hard work goes in getting sponsorship and a lot of things that don't be seen, a lot of phone calls and a lot of meetings and stuff to get organised, and you know, fair play to them putting in serious time, serious effort till to get it to where the Masters is and get Tyrone where they are, you know, and it's credit to them. And I say hopefully that effort will be rewarded on Saturday with a victory.